The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy there, BTN News listeners. We've arrived. It's Friday. And time to get you a Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is March 2nd, 2018. All the best technology news happened over the past 24 hours. Coming your way in about 5 minutes. Something we didn't get to cover in yesterday's story, Spotify going public. Been hearing a lot of companies going public, and Dropbox, that's one recently. And of course, with Dropbox, we found all their juicy little secrets. Well, now we get to do the same with Spotify. One thing we're finding out, Spotify's got a lot of listeners, far beyond Apple. But that has a lot to do with their ad-supported free listeners at 159 million. However, though, the company does have about 71 million paying users as of December of last year. So not too shabby. And of course, with Spotify going public, now we get to see what's inside their bank accounts. Now, last year, the company had a revenue of about $5 billion, posting a net loss of about $1.5 billion. However, though, paid subscribers grew 46% year over year, and active users are actually up 29%. Of course, they're comparing this to Apple Music, their biggest competitor, where they're only sitting at 36 million paid subscribers. Though, remember, Apple doesn't have any ads on theirs. Spotify ultimately, in the end, though, is hoping to turn a profit, which they've struggled with year after year, because most of the revenue is dedicating to paying licensing fees to music publishers. Guess they're hoping the IPO will do the trick. Hey, speaking of streaming music, how about Amazon? Yeah, we don't talk about them very much, do we? Well, that's because you gotta be on Prime. And for folks in India, that wasn't a choice for Prime Music. Well, that is until today. Now, over a year ago, we were hearing about it's coming, and then nothing happened. With Amazon's Prime subscription, of course, not only are you gonna get access to free shipping, though we're not hearing about how large the music catalog is gonna be in India currently. My guess, though, is if they got enough of those Bollywood tracks for streaming, they're gonna be just fine. Yep, one service comes and another goes. Well, this ain't exactly a service, but it's probably going to get there. Yeah, I'm talking about BlackBerry's World App Store and how it's removing paid apps on April 1st. No, it's not really an April Fool's joke. It's too early for that. Although it is funny that that's the day they're choosing to do it. BlackBerry Limited, that company that manages BlackBerry's brand licensing and software, has now started to inform app developers that, paid apps, no, we're not going to do that. BlackBerry says the marketplace will become a free-only storefront and all purchasing mechanisms will be disabled. However, though, apps still can be monetized, they're saying. But the backends for payment must be supported by the developer. So in other words, BlackBerry, hands off for us. As far as the store goes, it could be next. However, though, back in December, BlackBerry did promise it would at least keep it going for another 2 years. And the way 2018's starting out for them, we'll see if they'll be able to keep their promise. And finally, we have got freaking Wi-Fi internet coverage almost everywhere, don't we? Almost everywhere, except in some rural areas. Well, let's not think about that. Let's think about getting 4G on the moon. Well, that's what Nokia and Vodafone are trying to do. This all has to do with 50 years of Neil Armstrong saying, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for Wi-Fi." This all has to do with two Adi lunar rovers that are apparently going to be heading to the moon next year. But they're not only going to be that. They're also going to be LTE base stations. That way we can get smooth data transfer and video back to Earth and nothing flat. And according to PT Scientist CEO, in order for humanity to leave the cradle of the Earth, we need to develop infrastructures beyond our home planet. Apparently, it's going to be broadcasting 4G using the 1800 megahertz frequency band. That means we're going to get a live video stream of NASA's Apollo 17 lunar roving vehicle. You know, the landing site? Yeah, we're going to be able to see that. And if everybody's thinking, well, this probably the internet will probably go down anyways, it won't really matter. Well, according to Nokia, it's far more efficient than analog radio signals currently in use. So that's great. The moon will get better internet service than we get here on Earth. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by uk2.net. That's the place for all of our podcasts like Mac Show, Big Show, so many others. Plus, our blog and review section is over there as well. You can also find the links to our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network. On Twitter at British Tech, I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community with our Slack room. Come on over and join us if you haven't already. britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed in into the weekend, but we will be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, it's Friday. It is time to party. Have yourself a great day. Have a fantastic weekend. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.